It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Throughout American history, many men and women have sought to change their names. Some immigrants to the country have done so in an attempt to assimilate, while others who were born here have done it to escape certain connotations of a given name. Whatever the reason, our guest historian says, the reason behind these name changes are often more complex than they seem. We'll take a look at who's changing their names and why, and what it all says about identity in America. Have you changed your name? If so, what were the reasons for the change? What about your ancestors? Did they change their name after coming here, perhaps? How important is your name to your identity, and would you consider changing it if it possibly meant a better life? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Kirsten Vermenglish is an associate professor of history at Michigan State University. Her recent piece for the website The Conversation is Why Are Some Americans Changing Their Names? Kirsten, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you so much for having me.
In your piece for The Conversation, you reference a 2008 Newsweek article on then-presidential candidate Barack Obama titled From Barry to Barack. Talk about that and the narrative it portrayed over that name change.
Well, I think that narrative is a really common one. It talks about his father, Barack Obama Sr., wanting to fit into American culture and taking on the name Barry. As sort of a way to fit in. They compare it to other, you know, immigrants who are German, taking on just sort of an easy American name. And then they talk about Barack Obama Jr. Deciding to take on, he would have been called Barry as a child, deciding to go back to the name Barack as he, searched for identity in a culture where he might have been more comfortable to use an African name and also was more concerned about African-American civil rights and sort of the compromises that African-Americans had to make in order to become American. And I think that this narrative of sort of, immigrants in a former time trying to fit in and, identity politics today making people much more comfortable with their names is a really common narrative that I think exists about American immigrants and American ethnic groups, I'd say, more broadly.
Well, that said, you say that your research on name changing suggests an even more complicated narrative. How so?
Well, so my research, I spent years actually looking at civil court petitions, name change petitions to the New York City Civil Court. So it's not all name changes everywhere, but I looked at thousands of petitions of people changing their names. And what I found was really surprising to me in two ways. The first is that petitions throughout most of the century, certainly the first half of the century, were majority Jewish, disproportionate to Jews' numbers in New York City. So there were many, many Jews changing their names. And 75% of them were native-born Americans. They weren't immigrants trying to fit in. They were already born in America. And I'm pretty sure they were changing their names. Their petitions don't always say so, but they pretty much allude to the fact that they can't get jobs. They can't get into schools without a Jewish name. This is a time of rampant anti-Semitism in America, where colleges are not accepting Jews when they have Jewish names. Employers won't hire people with Jewish names. And so there's a reason why so many Jews are changing their names. It's really because of racism. It's not because they're just trying to fit in to become American. They're already American.
What got you interested in these name changes in the first place? What drew you to this research?
Well, that's a good question, and sort of my glib answer is always that my name is Kirsten Vermenglish, and so why wouldn't I be interested in name changing? But the honest truth is I didn't change my name when I had the option. That women typically in America have the option to change their names when they get married, and I didn't take that option. So it's not like I really want to change my name, but I think I've always been fascinated in name changing, and I'm an American Jewish historian, so I've always been interested in kind of the boundaries that Jews create, you know, what makes somebody Jewish, what doesn't make them Jewish. And it's interesting how much Jewish names have been used as markers of who is Jewish, both for Jews and also for, quite honestly, disappointingly, for anti-Semites, for people who are looking to discriminate, having sort of a Jewish name. And those Jewish names are historically created. Jews took on last names later than most other Europeans, and so their names are frequently distinguishable in Europe and also in the U.S. And so names are sort of one of these really interesting places where people sort of delineate what are the boundaries of being Jewish, even though it really doesn't have anything necessarily to, you know, being Jewish in practice or in culture, you know. So I'm really interested in what those names signify for Jews and for non-Jews.
I was wondering if you'd been at least at all tempted to change your name, especially after a lifetime of people probably butchering it.
No, it's first true, use. And it always happens. Both my parents decided that, you know, I had a long, funny-sounding German last name, and so I should have a difficult-to-pronounce first name as well.
Yeah, why not?
Right. I thought about it when I was really young. You know, I would make up, you know, pen names and things like that, you know, and I'd think about, like, I think all girls in the 70s, you know, assumed they were going to change their names when they got married, you know, so I certainly did think about names, you know, changing names. But as I got older, I came to realize that my name was really a part of my identity. And so when I got married to my husband, it was important to me to keep my name. And actually, I gave my daughter my last name as well. So her last name is also an unusual first name and a last name that nobody can pronounce itself. But it doesn't bother me anymore. I don't mind correcting people. I never expect people to spell or pronounce my name right, but I'm really proud of it. And I think it's really interesting to think about the ways that names, I mean, one of the things I've learned in doing my work is how much names, you know, how much we identify them as, you know, our representations of who we are as individuals, but they also represent us to the outside world. They represent us to the government. And so they have a lot of meaning, you know, a lot of personal meaning, but it also means a lot to others. I've become very, very interested in sort of this double meaning or triple or quadruple meaning of names. They mean so much more than just, you know, what you call yourself, what you name your kid. You know, it has a lot of meaning to it.
Well, I wanted to change my name when I was a child. First, I thought John was kind of boring, and then the last name Munson, I got called Johnny Monster a lot. I didn't care much for that. Kirsten.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we sort of, you know, when we took care to name our children, we also sort of thought to ourselves, you know, our kids will be made, you know, if kids are going to be made fun of, if people are going to joke around on the playground, they're going to joke no matter what name.
That's right.
Like with a name like Kirsten from English, I would never imagine somebody with John Munson would have troubles, you know, but everybody can find something with the name.
I'm still in therapy. Kirsten
right.
from English is an associate professor of history at Michigan State University. We're talking about why people change their names and wondering what you might think about this. Give us a call. Have you changed your name? If so, why? What were the reasons for the change? Our guest has talked a little bit about how racism has played a part in why some people change their names. And was that maybe the case for you, or maybe one of your ancestors, somebody who first came here in your family, changed their name? Why did they do that? Did they change their name after coming to America? Did they change it before they came to America? Did it get changed at Ellis Island the way some people's did, just through clerical error, or was it intentional? And more importantly, how important is your name to your identity? Would you consider changing it if it possibly meant a better life? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also reach us via email. The address is ideas@wpr.org, and you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Kirsten from English stays with us as our conversation continues. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Stay with us.